We'll do an abbreviated shiur this morning, so you get the best of both worlds, the eating and a little bit of learning. So here we go. Look at Tuf Mem Hey. So this is Parshas Pekudei. It's not so often that you have just a Parshas Pekudei. Usually it's Vayakel Pekudei. And obviously thank you to our the whole crew, to the breakfast crew, for setting up, for preparing, for the cooking. And for the cleaning afterwards, we really appreciate Shkoyach. And we say hi to Ricky and Rafu Shalem to Tzipi. So, Pekudei. So, the Melechus HaMishkan is ending. And the Kliyakar is going to just pick up on an idea that you sort of see present throughout. And I'll explain what I mean. But it basically is the relationship between the Maase HaMishkan, between the Melechus HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, and the ultimate creation of the Mishkan and finishing it, and the creation of the world. Okay? Vayar Moshe es kol melacha. Yesh l'dakdig. Lama ne'mar mitchil v'techel kol avodas Mishkan o'el moed. What does it say? So it says, Vayar Moshe es kol melacha. Moshe looked around, he saw the melacha, it was good. So, and then before that it says, v'techel kol avodas Mishkan o'el moed, and everything finished. So too the Jewish people did all of the avodah. Why was it initially avodah and then it was called melacha? And he says, it's talking about one's talking about the mishkan, one's talking about the kelim, avodah versus melacha, etc. Gulai das harav. Shemishkan nikra milacha. That perhaps what the Ramban was thinking was the Mishkan is called milacha, work, labor. Aval akelim nikra avoda, but the kelim were an avoda. Al shem shebehema you ovdim avoda sakarbanos, because the kelim, the vessels, were used to do the avoda of the karbanos. That's an avoda. Mikol makom lo yatzanim de akefel ki shlosh pam nizkar kancha su avoda ham ve'amalacha. And basically, he's like, I don't love it. Right, it's there. So I was at this rabbi conference past few days, and someone was giving a whole thing about drush, different ideas, different drusha nuggets ideas. And he said, it's like when you find a situation where there's a question, and there's all sorts of answers. It's like it means no one really knows the answer, right? We're trying. But elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Al kein nira lefarizeh al pi a medrash adorish kol ma'aseh mishkan kenegin ma'aseh bereishis. So therefore, we need to connect this. We need to look. There's a medrash that correlates the building of the mishkan to the creation, the whole story of creation. Ayin kol a medrash b'Rabbeinu Bachya parsha zo. You'll find it in the Rabbeinu Bachya in this parsha in Pekudei. Milvad arbei dimyonim shosif harav mishalo. Other than some other stuff that he had. Uvezeiti Hashem gam kein l'shon avoda umalach. Ki amalech. So what's this difference between avoda and malach? Ki amalech es hamishkan shayich lomar l'shon avoda. For on building the mishkan, it should call it an avoda. Ki ba avdu el Hashem yisbarach, because that's how we serve God. Ve'in avoda ki im mina eved el adon. And when we talk about an avoda, it's the servant to the master. Aval l'shon milacha nofel b'mleches shamayim v'aretz. But the idea of milacha, right? We talk about it obviously with Shabbos. Right, and it comes from Melechus HaMishkan, but really the language of Melacha really is talking about creation, the creation story, creating the universe, heavens and earth. Ki mashapol osel atzmo nikra melacha. Because what the worker does for himself is called a melacha, right? So when you're serving someone, that's an avoda, I'm serving you. But what the worker does for himself, that's called melacha. Ukamosh never by separatius. Vayechal Elohim, vayoma shvii, melachto, asher asa. That's where it's going. That's where it's coming. Right? That's where it's coming from. And think, look, if you look back at the pasuk, just before he even goes there, at the pasuk that was initially quoted in the first paragraph, lama ne'mar mitchila, vateichel kol avodas mishkano almod. What does that sound like? Vayechal Elohim, vayoma shvii, melachto, asher asa. It's the same language. Vateichel, vayechal. And And just as we found by Maisa Bereishis, when Hashem created the world with every malacha that happened, every creative activity, by the way, that's the correct translation, at least for me, the best translation for malacha is creative activity. Because if you call it work, right, then you get into all these questions. What do you mean? I could, what about the caterer that's working on Shabbat? What about anyone who's doing, we do a lot of work on Shabbat. We're moving tables, we're pulling out the chum, we're doing all sorts of things. We're doing malach, whether we're paid for it or not. It's malach, that's hard work, right, but that's allowed. It's creative activity, right? That's the difference between pulling a table and schwitzing and setting stuff up versus flipping a light switch. I didn't do anything. No, it's creative activity. When I flip a light switch, that's creative activity. I built a circuit. I created something, even though it seems there's no exertion at all. That's the concept of malacha. Shem Rav Chol Malacha. So with every malacha, by my expression, it said ki tov, that it was good. Right? Hashem looked around. He said that it was good. Because you have things that are good when they're on their own. But when they're together, they're not good. Right? You have certain things that just they don't mix, right? Oil and water, right? It doesn't mix. It's not good. That all of those things were good on their own. Dahainu tov prati. It's a specific. It's good in and of itself. Ve'achar kach amar shegam tov klali hayavahem. But then it says also no. But it was good on its own. But then it was actually. Then it says like sort of there was a universal good. There was an equal, right. The ecosystem worked. There was a homeostasis. There was an equilibrium, right, that was set in. And actually, it wasn't just good on its own, but it was good as a whole, right? There's the parts, and then there's the whole, and both of them were good, and they worked in that kind of way. Ki gam achar shenichabru kulam yachad, because even as all of them were pieced together, hayachi buram tov, their connection was good, right? You think about the even on, that's like on the sort of the macro level, universal level. Just think about the human body. Just think about all of the things that are going right for you right now, b'li ayin hara, that you're not thinking about, right? But they're all, it's everything's working in concert. If one thing, God forbid, would be out of whack, it knocks everything out of whack, right? That's the bracha of Asher Yatzah. Right, and galui yadul fnecha sheim ipatech echad meam. Right, if one hole were if one part of us that opened up, oisatem echad meam, or one orifice or hole or tube or vessel, had closed that should be open, or one were open that should be closed. Forget it. Ef charli kayim lamo lefnecha. We wouldn't be able to exist. That's what this is. It's tov me'od. L'kach hazar v'yamar v'yar lohim et kol asher asu v'nei tov me'od. Right? So initially, after every day, it said it was good. And then Hashem said at the end, everything was tov me'od. By the way, what day was doubly good?
Tuesday.
Right? What's the good day? Tuesday. Doubly good, right? Ki tov twice. Kach b'avodas ha-mishkan. Same thing with avodas ha-mishkan. Mitchila amar. Dude, what are you doing? Mitchila amar. First it said that Hashem, that all of the avoda was finished. And they did all of those things. What you see is every individual did what they needed to do, right? There was a campaign, it was a building campaign, it was a fundraising campaign. Everyone stepped up. It was unbelievable. Every single person did what they needed to do. But sometimes, as we know, everyone steps up, and then all of a sudden, what happens? It's called politics, right? And this guy says, I want this, and this woman says, this should be here, and this is, I want my name here. And sometimes it doesn't work together, right? And that makes a problem. But we still don't know. Did it all work out? Right, because we know actually the pasuk said the parsha said that there was a certain point where like people were bringing too much and they had to say stop. Right, it's too much. So how do we know it all worked? Dahinu tov klali. How do we know that there was a universal good, that there was a homeostasis, that they reached a harmony? Okay, Chaz v'Amar kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu b'nei Yisrael eit kol ha'avoda, and that's why it says afterwards everything that Moshe had commanded, they did, and they did all the work. Ki ayabahem tov klali, same idea. There was a universal good as well. It all worked together. They all got along. Go figure. Unbelievable. Shenasu al haseder hanachon, it was done properly, and everyone got their due, and everyone felt good about being a part of this greater whole. Da'ainu chibur kol ha'avoda biyachad, everyone connected. And then it goes back and says, by the way, this is totally like correlated to the creation of the world. That's what it says, that Moshe saw all the malacha. Hainu, Meleches, Shemayim, Va'ar, Maisa, Breishis, turn the page. He saw all the Malacha. Why say the Malacha? The Malacha is hearkening back. It's a biblical allusion all the way back to the beginning. V'nei asu osa. And he's like, we did it. Rotzeh lomar sha'asu dugmat otam malacha. We actually imitated, literally, what's the purpose of life according to Meir, right? The Rambam says, imitatio deo, right? Ludav kabo. To emulate God. We did it. We emulated Maisa Bereishis. We did it. Ki lo haita hi mamash otam malacha, as if it was the same type of malacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did, right? The avoda was what they did for Hashem. The malacha was what Hashem did for the world. Mefichach vayivarech otam Moshe, and therefore Moshe blesses them. Okay? That's not done. Would you have one more little nekuda I want to show you? What's the bracha? Ma bracha bercham. Yiratzon shetishre shechina b'maisa yadeichem. May it be your will, right? May it be God's will that Hashem shechina rests in the handiwork of your hands. Right? Beautiful bracha, right? It should all be good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now look in the middle paragraph. I have it kind of, branched off. V'ulai, he says, Mitam zeh nase hamishkan al tmunas ha'olam bichlalo. And perhaps, maybe you could say that's the reason why the Mishkan was actually made in the image of the world itself. Lefi shekodem matan Torah haya ha'olam kulo tohu. Okay, so we have a famous medrash that says, famous Gemara, that says that the world is split up into six, it's 6,000 years, meant to be 6,000 years, right? We're heading towards the end, right? Heading to the Danomah. Okay, maybe Putin wants to push that forward. Hopefully, it's Hashem not, but we're after 5782, right? 6,000. So the first 2,000 are the years of Tohu, the years of nothingness, the years of nothingness. The second 2,000 are the years of Torah, Yimei Torah. The third 2,000 are the years of Mashiach, right? So he says, through Torah, when the Torah was given, the world was transformed. Right? First it was Tohu, it was nothing. They didn't know, it was confusion. They didn't know what they were doing, right? You have little bits, you have Avram, you have this, that. Okay? That stuff's happening. But until we received the Torah, nothing was really cemented. Nothing was really, we didn't have a marching orders, right? It took away the chaos and confusion. So you have the Torah, so for a brief instant, the world is like reaching its completion. It's on the right path. It has a direction. Torah means teaching, right? It has a direction. We understand there's a creator. We understand what our marching orders are. We understand morality and ethics and Torah and mitzvot. And then what happens? Maisei Egel comes. Boom! Moshe breaks the luchos. Vaideisha asu ha'egel nishtabru aluchos. Boom! The luchos are broken. Chazar olam l'tovavo. Says the Kliyakar. It was not just a shattering of the luchos, it was an earth-shattering moment. It's very cool to think about. It was an earth-shattering moment, right? He broke the luchos. Oh my God, we're no more Torah anymore. We're back to Tohu. We're back to chaos. We're back to disorder. We're back to Kolisha Yashabain of Tasa. You can do whatever the heck you want. Ukushin is kaper lehem avon ego. But then, right, give it a few more months. Moshe's working this magic, right? And he's begging God, and then the Jewish people doing tshuva. Once the atonement came, the world left tohu vavohu again, and it came back to Torah. And it was as if the world was recreated at that moment. Right? Because the entire plan was put into disarray, was put into, oh my God, the whole plan because of Maisa Egel. Now we got Kapara Pecheda Egel. What is the Kapara Pecheda Egel? Moshe comes down with the second set of luchos on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur, he comes down from the mountain. What's the first thing they're meant? There's the first sivui to do? Build a Mishkan. Build a Mishkan. We're recreating the world. Al kein yitztabu achar kaparas ha'egel libnot lo bayit betavni kol shlosha olamot. Therefore, the first thing that he was meant to do was to come down for to atone for the egel, was to build a house that was like the world. Right, that was a tavnit of the world, the three worlds. Lo marlach she'achshav chazru lechamot shehayu tchila kodem ha'avon. To say we're back on track, we've recreated the world, right? And that's why they say also that Bezalel, the Gemara says that Bezalel was, he had this wisdom, chachma tvina da, chachma tvuna, right? He knew all these things, and it says that he understood how Hashem how he arranged the letters to create the word, right? Because the world was created with words, right? So on a Kabbalistic level, he knew how to do the Tzeref Osios of how to create the world. Again, that's the point. The point was, he knew how to recreate. And it just shows you, right, that in life there's always going to be Chorban. There's going to be Tohu, there's going to be chaos, there's going to be an incredible, a great moment where everything comes together of unity and purpose and so on. And then there's Chorban. And what do we do with it? What do? We just let it go? Do we let it crackle? Do we forget about it? No. No, the Jewish way is we do tshuva. We engage with it. And we recreate. Right? And we rebuild. That is, it's literally, it's the secret of life, but it's also the secret of Jewish history. That's what we do. That's how we live. Right? And I was saying to Mechebra, of these rabbis, everyone's, you know, it was the first time we got together in 2 years, right, since the pandemic. Apparently they were together, moms, right then in March 2020, whatever. I wasn't there at this conference. And everyone's telling me what we do with the COVID. I was like, guys, we gotta rebuild. We gotta move forward with Simcha. We gotta rebuild Simcha. Enough. There's been Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Havacha. People have been sitting in the doldrums, in the dark, in the fear and the anxiety. Enough. How do we rebuild? We rebuild with Simcha. That's why I think it's a bracha. Hashem gave us two others, right? It's Rosh Chodesh Adar today. We have a job. Our job is Simcha. Whatever that means, however we do it, we bring Simcha. We dance into Purim. We dance into Pesach. We have an incredible Pesach. We build ourselves. We build ourselves because that's the point, is to rebuild. And we should be Borei Olamos together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should see the Shechina Shora in our homes, in our communities. And Hashem should bless every single endeavor. Amen. Amen. Amen.